It's Thursday, and that means it's time for your letters. With me now, just back from the mailbox, is producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Right, today. What's going on?
Well, we have a lot going on. Always love to hear, good or bad, what you think. Now the letters, please.
Well, Julianne Malveau has the answer, right enough. It's largely racism. That's from listener Don Nichols, and he's talking about your conversation this week with economist and Bennett College president Julianne Malveau. You two talked about black teen unemployment, which has jumped to more than 30%, according to Labor Department statistics. Julianne had some ideas why, and here's one.
You see middle-aged women, who, of regardless of race, taking some of the fast food and other jobs that young people generally used to take. But why, you might ask, young African-Americans as opposed to young whites? One of the answers is, of course, just plain old garden variety racism. You know, Tammy gets the job before Tamika does.
But our listener Don Nichols says calling something racism doesn't make it so. And he backs that up with plain old garden variety sarcasm. Never mind matters of personal responsibility, like lack of education, high school dropout rates are very high, poor communication skills, speaking Ebonics, and lack of motivation, poor to no parenting. Holler racism. That's the best response for black pseudo-intellectuals because it's rarely challenged, thus fomenting unrest, distrust, and hatred.
Well, we got another letter for our economics coverage. This one is a response to our segment this week about the increase in the federal minimum wage. It comes from listener Earl Picard in Atlanta. He heard my talk with James Dorn, editor of the Cato Journal at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank. Dorn argued that poverty is caused not by low wages, but low productivity. He said several factors could lead to low productivity, including a poor education. Well, that got listener Earl Picard pretty upset, and he wrote this. How could you let that guy say that low productivity is the cause of poverty without challenge? High productivity does not guarantee that a person will be paid more. It is low wages that cause poverty. Your interview was a big disappointment. You acted more like a softball pitcher than a hard-nosed journalist. Well, Earl, thanks for writing. I did bring up other reasons in order to push the person from the Cato Institute, but hey, we can agree to disagree on this one.
And finally, a letter about last week's Reporters Roundtable. Farai, you brought up NFL quarterback Michael Vick, who's been charged with sponsoring an illegal dogfighting ring. All three reporters weighed in, including Chicago Tribune columnist Clarence Page.
We're talking about professional football and professional athletics. Mostly we're talking about guys who work their way up on the playing field and didn't learn to read and write all that well and didn't learn that dogfighting is not something that mainstream society enjoys.
Man, did that upset listener Laura Newman in Gainesville, Florida. And she wrote, you do not need an education to know the difference between right and wrong. It's wrong to use animals in this abusive manner for our entertainment. There is no excuse for what these people have done, and I think we should not try to make one just because they're good at football. It just shows where people's priorities lie. And that's it for our letters today, but please keep them coming. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. It really helps if you tell us where you're writing from and how to say your name.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271.
And hey, please don't forget about our News and Views blog.
And guess what? We're bringing out a newsletter, too. You can go to the blog and find out how to sign up. You can also post your comments on the blog by going to nprnewsandviews.org. Thanks, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai.